Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Whatever you do, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to check out our blog, which everything that we do on any given weekday comes right up there on the blog. We update it every weekday, and it brings all the current stuff right up front. And, of course, behind all of that, you got thousands of archives and articles and hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of good stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including some of the things that we've done with Stephanie Winston in the past, some of the wisdom that she's deposited with us over the years in the form of her part of our Brain Trust, which you can find in the list there. Stephanie, and by the way, you'll find her on our schedule page, and she's on the blog today. Stephanie Winston is the author of Getting Organized. She is the founder and the director of The Organizing Principle. She's a best-selling author, as I said. Their new book's Getting Organized, and she's our good friend. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Glad to be back.
Now, I've got Getting Organized. Is that the new book?
Well, what Getting Organized is a fresh, completely updated edition of, I would like to say, my classic New York Times paperback bestseller, Getting Organized. And for folks who might want to search for it on Amazon, if they would type in Getting Organized and then the year, the current year, 2006, that will bring them directly to the current
edition. Brand new one. And folks, something under a billion copies of this book has been sold. It's really been successful. Seriously, like something like a million or something like this.
Well, it's ridiculous. It actually is close to a million.
It's a ridiculous number, folks. I just can't even comprehend these numbers that Stephanie has put out there. And as you know, folks, nothing but the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Stephanie.
Yes,
we're approaching, I'm sorry to say, I'm happy to say, with all the heat we've had, the end of summer. And we're approaching Labor Day when people, do you get the idea that in the summertime, people give themselves a break on organization? They say, well, we've got vacations, I'm having a cover for everybody, and you know, I'm just kind of lazy, it's so hot, and maybe I won't be organized for a little while. But after Labor Day, I'll get organized. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think you have exactly put your finger on it. That is my experience, you know, as an organizer, that is my experience precisely, and that the real height of summer, July and August, it's people tend to lay back exactly in what you're saying. But, on the other hand, as you say, and I do feel sad about the end of summer, but it does give you those last couple of weeks in August a great opportunity, because things are still very, very slow, to get organized for the fall, to be really, really ready to go.
Well, there's something about this last 4 months of the year, Stephanie, that really have their own energy, those 4 months. Here's why. We're wrapping up. We still have time to make a difference in this year's business. We still have time to grow, to find new customers and close them before the end of the year, you know, those of us who have long selling cycles.
Right.
And so we have a lot of things we can do this year, but those of us who've been around a while, where this isn't our first rodeo, we also know that this is the time when we start laying the groundwork, planting the seeds for 2007 business.
Absolutely.
And so we better be hitting on all cylinders if we're going to accomplish all that.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you say that, because I have this feeling that time directly after Labor Day, you know, I think we all still operate by the school year in our heads, but I think of it as a second New Year's, and I actually get out my New Year's resolutions from January, you know, the past January, and say, okay, where am I on them? And use the fall with the energy as a really good push for the fall and then again into the new year. May I say, Jim, you know, that I would love to propose to our listeners that a 5-day off Office Depot makeover plan. I've been working with Office Depot, and we have developed together a brochure that our listeners can download free.
Right.
Can I give the website?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, it's officedepot.com/get-organized. And there are some strategies here. You know, it'll take you day by day, as long as you want to spend each day, but I swear. And what I thought we might touch on today is a few of the high points, a few of the bullet points
sure.
of that plan.
That sounds good. But go ahead.
Shall I just go for it?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, well, and then you tell me when there's something you want to enlarge on or whatever.
Never worry about that, Stephanie.
Okay.
That is not a problem around here. Go ahead.
You are absolutely right. Well, the first thing I'd like for our listeners to do is three surefire strategies is in this day and age, we've all gotten so concerned about identity theft. The first thing to do is to go through your desk and your email and throw stuff away. And I suggest, you know that stuff we get in the mail, the credit card solicitations, our banking information. We don't want to just put that out in the trash. You know, I really do recommend in this day and age that we get a small desktop shredder. And there's a brand that I know and like called the Ativa, A-T-I-V-A, fits right on your desk, and I would say that that is your first step. Then, you know, at that point, once you've kind of cleared your desk, once you've really gotten a bit of a sense of it, then you go to the second major strategy or high point strategy we're talking about today. Use your planner, not your memory. This is probably the great error that people make. Do you know that the most underused feature of most people's PDA is the reminder that they don't actually use it to keep track of what they need to keep track of? So whether it's a PDA or a manual, you know, traditional paper calendar like the excellent brand such as the Franklin Covey, then really begin to become aware that if you promised Jim, if I promised you, Jim, that I would call you next Thursday, I would never, never in a thousand years trust to my memory. I would either jot it down in the paper calendar or enter it into the PDA reminder.
We have different levels of organization here. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite tools that I use. Mm-hmm. I have two, three different kinds of planners and calendars that I use. But one of my favorites has become the big 12-month calendar. It's like a laminated kind of a calendar that I put up on the wall in my office.
Right.
And what I do because I do quite a bit of traveling and public speaking and that sort of mm-hmm. thing, I can whenever something comes up that we secure as a date, uh-huh. I write that on that calendar and from 10 feet, 20 feet away, I can see what's going on in any given month. I can get a big picture, a 30,000-foot picture of right. my year, so to speak.
Well, and you know what?
And then I bring that all the way down to the monthly planner and all the way down then to the daily planner.
Well, you know, I bet one other feature of having that big wall calendar, which I think is a great idea, is that those folks who work with you can then glance in at a moment, if something comes up, well, is Jim going to be here next week?
They're in charge of the calendar. I don't touch the calendar.
Great.
They don't let me touch the calendar. They put all that up there. And by the way, I'm glad you cut off the throwing away thing when you did. I was afraid you were going to get around to my favorite shirt. I didn't want you to... I didn't want you to start recommending that people throw away my favorite shirt. Stand by. Quick break. Stephanie Weston and I will be right back. Her book is called Getting Organized, and we got up more organization stuff to talk about right after these messages. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Stephanie Winston. She's the author of Getting Organized, and you need to look for the 2006 edition of this, folks, by the way. And they can find that wherever books are sold. I know, Stephanie, the online bookstores. And why don't you give us your website, please?
Sure. Well, actually, let me give you our listeners the Office Depot website where they can download this Office Depot makeover plan. It's officedepot.com/get-organized. And to buy the book Getting Organized, that you would go online to amazon.com.
All right. And, Stephanie, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Is your office organized? No. I don't want you to think about this. Come on, give me an answer quickly.
Yes, it really is. But let me tell you why.
Let me tell you why I asked that question, because I'm giving you a little bit of a warning. This is the last warning you're going to get from me, though.
Yes.
I'm going to drop by on you one of these days. Next time I'm in New York City, I'm going to drop by. I'm just going to come popping in, I'm going to check it out. And folks, I'm going to report back and let you know whether I believe that it is, but I'm going to do some checking here, Stephanie.
Well, let me tell tell you why. I mean, let me tell you why my own personal office really is pretty organized, and this is going to change everybody's life. That clutter is simply decisions you haven't made yet, and the decisions for the paper and the email are what I call the trash system. You can toss it. You can what I call refer it, meaning I'm going to pass it on to Jim. Let him worry about it. You can act on it, your personal task, or you can file it, whether it's paper with simple folders or whether, oh, the digital USB flash is so cute.
Those are the handiest things since a pocket on a shirt.
It really
is. We use those like crazy around here.
Oh, and you know what? There's an updated version I just heard about that has a antivirus protection.
Wow.
So you don't have to worry if you're transferring files from office to home. So you do use the USB flash?
All the time. Oh, we got a half dozen of them around here.
Oh, yeah. Well, they are very, very cool. But if you the person listening and you the person trying to get your office organized, if you keep TRAF, T-R-A-F, toss, refer, act, and file in mind as you go through your daily papers, your daily email, it applies to both, that really does work.
You know where I'm stuck, Stephanie?
Where?
And I've told you this before. I'm stuck at the letter T.
You mean the toss?
The tossing. See, I'm a pack rat.
And I think
I'm going to need this stuff.
Well, you know what you can do also, Jim?
Yeah.
You can look at it that you're saving things for a future archaeologist.
That's exactly right. Listen, I've said that many times. I've used that many times. You know, when they dig me out of the permafrost or whatever it is,
right,
that's coming in the future, uh-huh, you know, they'll say, well, you know, he wasn't organized, but he left us a lot of stuff.
That's absolutely true. But you know, the accumulation can get you down, and that's why I do recommend.
Oh, it's frustrating.
Throw away as much.
I'm teasing, folks. To whatever degree I am unorganized, I'm cyclically organized. I mean, in other words,
that sounds exciting.
What it means is I go from being really organized to not so organized, and it's like a cycle I go in. You know, today I'm organized, and 3 weeks from now maybe I'm not. But
what
in the meantime,
what prompts you to get organized again?
We just clean it up and go,
okay,
start from scratch.
That's fine.
I guess what I don't do. And I wish I could figure this out. And I don't think it might take some therapy to make this happen, Stephanie. I don't stay organized with all my stuff every day. In other words, at the end of the day, I don't have to have everything organized. Mm-hmm. I can walk off and leave things that aren't all in the right order and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I were a little different than that. But
well, one problem with accumulating piles, a little known fact, is that they reproduce on your desk overnight.
They make babies. There's no question about it.
But 10 minutes a day traffing will pretty much keep you under control.
I got to get a bigger wastebasket. I think that's my. But I think that's. I need to go to Office Depot and buy a bigger wastebasket.
Sounds good to me. Maybe you need some side bins.
I'm not even really teasing about that, Stephanie. Yeah, sideboards. I need sideboards. Okay, what's the next thing we need to do?
Well, let's see. Then, okay, so we've got our basics organized now, you know, with these basic three ideas. And let me talk a little bit more, because we've talked a good bit about, you know, the tossing, the T of the trap. The R is the refer. This is the unknown action that nobody quite knows. They say, oh my gosh, what do I do with this? You know, well, what you really need to do a good half of the time is discuss it or pass it along or delegate it or just shoot it off to somebody else. And I think a lot of people hold on to items that they really can do much better if they pass it on to somebody
else.
There
are micropreneurs listening right now, Stephanie, and they're looking around them and they're saying, there's nobody else here. Who do I give this to? I'm by myself.
Well, but you know, even for a micropreneur without actual staff, that what you can do is, you know, you've got somebody that you work with. There may be a graphics designer that you use, you know, as a freelancer, and that becomes part of your staff. Think of your staff more globally, all the people that you work with, even if they're not employees, and indeed refer as much as you can.
You know what else you can do? You can scan some of these documents that you should be throwing away.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're like me, you're a pack rat, you can scan them in, make them electronic, and you can save them that way if you think you might need them.
Well, right, and then you can jam up your computer until the end.
Well, but my hard drive's bigger than my garbage can is. One more quick thought, Stephanie. I'm running out of time. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, well, let's see then. Okay, the main thing is do a little bit at a time, particularly at this end of summer, regrouping just, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes a day.
And that's the best advice. Little bit at a time. The book is called Getting Organized. Stephanie Winston, thank you for being here, Stephanie. Good job today. And we'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Stephen Spinelli. He's with the Babson College. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.